This is the reading for February 6th. Psalm 37. Don't be upset because of evil people. Don't be jealous of those who do wrong, because like the grass, they will soon dry up. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Trust the Lord and do good. Live in the land and feed on truth. Enjoy serving the Lord, and He will give you what you want. Depend on the Lord, trust Him, and He will take care of you. Then your goodness will shine like the sun, and your fairness like the noonday sun. Wait and trust the Lord. Don't be upset when others get rich or when someone else's plans succeed. Don't get angry. Don't be upset. It only leads to trouble. Evil people will be sent away, but those who trust the Lord will inherit the land. In a little while, the wicked will be no more. You may look for them, but they will be gone. People who are not proud will inherit the land and will enjoy complete peace. The wicked make evil plans against good people. They grind their teeth at them in anger. But the Lord laughs at the wicked because He sees that their day is coming. The wicked draw their swords and bend their bows to kill the poor and helpless, to kill those who are honest. But their swords will stab their own hearts, and their bows will break. It is better to have little and be right than to have much and be wrong. The power of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord supports those who do right. The Lord watches over the lives of the innocent, and their reward will last forever. They will not be ashamed when trouble comes. They will be full in times of hunger. But the wicked will die. The Lord's enemies will be like the flowers of the fields. They will disappear like smoke. The wicked borrow and don't pay back, but those who do right give freely to others. Those whom the Lord blesses will inherit the land, but those He curses will be sent away. When a person's steps follow the Lord, God is pleased with his ways. If he stumbles, he will not fall, because the Lord holds his hand. I was young, and now I am old, but I have never seen good people left helpless or their children begging for food. Good people always lend freely to others, and their children are a blessing. Stop doing evil and do good, so you will live forever. The Lord loves justice and will not leave those who worship Him. He will always protect them, but the children of the wicked will die. Good people will inherit the land and will live in it forever. A good person speaks with wisdom, and he says what is fair. The teachings of his God are in his heart, so he does not fail to keep them. The wicked watch for good people so that they may kill them. But the Lord will not take away his protection or let good people be judged guilty. Wait for the Lord's help and follow him. He will honor you and give you the land, and you will see the wicked sent away. I saw a wicked and cruel man who looked strong like a healthy tree in good soil. But he died and was gone. I looked for him, but he couldn't be found. Think of the innocent person and watch the honest one. The man who has peace will have children to live after him. But sinners will be destroyed. In the end, the wicked will die. The Lord saves good people. He is their strength in times of trouble. The Lord helps them and saves them. He saves them from the wicked because they trust in Him for protection. Exodus chapter 23. You must not tell lies. If you are a witness in court, don't help a wicked person by telling lies. You must not do wrong just because everyone else is doing it. If you are a witness in court, you must not ruin a fair trial. You must not tell lies just because everyone else is. If a poor person is in court, you must not take his side just because he is poor. If you see your enemy's ox or donkey wandering away, you must return it to him. If you see that your enemy's donkey has fallen because its load is too heavy, do not leave it there. You must help your enemy get the donkey back on its feet. You must not be unfair to a poor person when he is in court. You must not lie when you accuse someone in court. Never allow an innocent or honest person to be put to death as punishment, because I will not treat guilty people as if they were innocent. You must not accept money from a person who wants you to lie in court, because such money will not let you see what is right. Such money makes good people tell lies. You must not mistreat a foreigner. You know how it feels to be a foreigner because you were foreigners in Egypt. For 6 years you are to plant and harvest crops on your land. Then during the seventh year, do not plow or plant your land. If any food grows there, allow the poor people to have it and let the wild animals eat what is left. You should do the same with your vineyards and your orchards of olive trees. You should work 6 days a week, but on the seventh day you must rest. This lets your ox and your donkey rest, and it also lets the slave born in your house and the foreigner be refreshed. Be sure to do all that I have said to you. You must not even say the names of other gods. Those names must not come out of your mouth. 3 times each year you must hold a feast to honor me. You must celebrate the feast of unleavened bread in the way I commanded you. For 7 days you must eat bread that is made without yeast at the set time during the month of Abib, the month when you came out of Egypt. No one is to come to worship me without bringing an offering. You must celebrate the Feast of Weeks. Offer to God the first things you harvest from the crops you planted in your fields. You must celebrate the Feast of Shelters in the fall, when you gather all the crops from your fields. So 3 times during every year, all your males must come to worship the Lord God. You must not offer animal blood along with anything that has yeast in it. You must not save any of the fat from the sacrifice for the next day. You must bring the best of the first fruits of your land to the holy tent of the Lord your God. You must not cook a young goat in its mother's milk. I am sending an angel ahead of you who will protect you as you travel. He will lead you to the place I have prepared. Pay attention to the angel and obey him. Do not turn against him. He will not forgive such turning against him, because my power is in him. If you listen carefully to all he says and do everything that I tell you, I will be an enemy to your enemies. I will fight all who fight against you. My angel will go ahead of you and take you into the land of the Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Hivites, and Jebusites, and I will destroy them. You must not bow down to their gods or worship them. You must not live the way those people live. You must destroy their idols, breaking into pieces the stone pillars they use in worship. If you worship the Lord your God, I will bless your bread and your water. I will take away sickness from you. None of your women will have her baby die before it is born, and all women will have children. I will allow you to live long lives. I will make your enemies afraid of me. I will confuse any people you fight against, and I will make all your enemies run away from you. I will send terror ahead of you that will force the Hivites, Canaanites, and Hittites out of your way. But I will not force all those people out in only 1 year. If I did, the land would become a desert and the wild animals would become too many for you. Instead, I will force those people out slowly until there are enough of you to take over the land. I will give you the land from the Red Sea to the Mediterranean Sea, and from the desert to the Euphrates River. I will give you power over the people who now live in the land, and you will force them out ahead of you. You must not make an agreement with those people or with their gods. You must not let them live in your land, or they will make you sin against me. If you worship their gods, you will be caught in a trap. Exodus chapter 24. The Lord told Moses, "You, Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, and 70 of the older leaders of Israel must come up to me and worship me from a distance. Then Moses alone must come near me, the others must not come near. The rest of the people must not come up the mountain with Moses." Moses told the people all the Lord's words and laws for living. Then all of the people answered out loud together, "We will do all the things the Lord has said." So Moses wrote down all the words of the Lord, and he got up early the next morning and built an altar near the bottom of the mountain. He set up 12 stones, 1 stone for each of the 12 tribes of Israel. Then Moses sent young Israelite men to offer whole burnt offerings and to sacrifice young bulls as fellowship offerings to the Lord. Moses put half of the blood of these animals in bowls, and he sprinkled the other half of the blood on the altar. Then he took the book of the agreement and read it so the people could hear him. And they said, "We will do everything that the Lord has said. We will obey." Then Moses took the blood from the bowls and sprinkled it on the people, saying, "This is the blood that begins the agreement which the Lord has made with you about all these words." Moses, Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, and 70 of the older leaders of Israel went up the mountain and saw the God of Israel. Under his feet was a surface that looked as if it were paved with blue sapphire stones, and it was as clear as the sky. These leaders of the Israelites saw God, but God did not destroy them. Then they ate and drank together. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up the mountain to me. Wait there, and I will give you two stone tablets. On these are the teachings and the commands I have written to instruct the people." So Moses and his helper Joshua set out, and Moses went up to Sinai, the mountain of God. Moses said to the older leaders, "Wait here for us until we come back to you. Aaron and Hur are with you, and anyone who has a disagreement with others can take it to them." When Moses went up on the mountain, the cloud covered it. The glory of the Lord came down on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it for 6 days. On the seventh day, the Lord called to Moses from inside the cloud. To the Israelites, the glory of the Lord looked like a fire burning on top of the mountain. Then Moses went into the cloud and went higher up the mountain. He was on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights.